to be with us. We would like to know, after reading your article, what is Canada's current policy to Cuba, and has it changed since July 11th?
Look, Canada's policy to Cuba, and specifically the Trudeau government, has been one that has been very veiled, unclear. Unfortunately, there hasn't been an unequivocal statement condemning the regime. That is very disturbing to me. It's very disturbing to the Canadians of Cuban descent right across this country.
Have you been able to speak with Cuban exiles in Canada, and were those chats helpful?
I have. I had the privilege a few weeks ago meeting a number of Canadians of Cuban descent in Ottawa, of course, who are very concerned with what's going on with their friends and family back home. As we've known with what has happened since July, and what's been happening for years. We have dissidents in Cuba who are fighting for freedom and basic human rights that are arbitrarily arrested, arbitrarily surveillanced, harassed. And, of course, that's something that should be unacceptable to all freedom-loving democracies. I've called on the Trudeau government to take an unequivocal stance and to shed all his admiration for the Castro regime. Let's